Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Kufhei, 105. As we are in Kalabasar, in the world post Yom Kippur, so it's we are in Kuf Dalet Mabez, second to last line. We'll start with yesterday. The Gemara started with Basar B'Chalav. Kalabasar, we know, is everything we want to know about Basar B'Chalav. Yesterday, the Gemara spoke all about putting Basar B'Chalav next to each other on the same table, on the same counter. That was the discussion, and also the discussion which Hashem will come back to, and that is chicken and milk. D'araisa, d'rabanan, a discussion that comes up a number of places in Shas. Today, we start off with what has to be done between eating milchiks and then fleishiks. We'll get to the opposite soon, but first the Gemara starts off talking about milchiks and then fleishiks. So Tanya, the Gemara has been speaking about it earlier, so we pick it up. Beis Shammai Yomer Mikaneach. Beis Shammai says one has some milk. One has to wipe the inside of their mouth. Mikaneach, we assume, is, Rashi says, something with something solid. We'll see, like a piece of bread, because that gets out some of the residue that might be left. Beis Hillel Yomer Mediach, they just rinse out with liquid. That's two different shitos. Again, this is not worried about a daraisa, because, as we know, as we learned yesterday, Basar B'Chalav is only asur mevushal together, cooked together. What about fried? That's also a discussion in the beginning of the Pesachei Tshuva in Hilchos Basar B'Chalav, it's been peites, but for sure cooked. So just eating it together is not going to be daraisa. So Chazal didn't want our having mamashas on our mouth when we eat the opposite item.
Very last thing I thought we were doing was talking about hands, right?
Well, that's right. We were just talking about washing hands before, yes. Below the kilosh, because we were worried about having mamashas on hands left and then putting it into the mouth. So here's a similar shash, but it's on you. It's like in your mouth, on your lips. So, seemingly a machlokas, how to do it. My mekadeach, my mediach. What does each shita mean? Are they exclusive? So, ilema, beishame omri mekaneach. Is it that beishame holds mekaneach? Rashi says, piv. You wipe your mouth velo by mediach, and you don't have to rinse with liquid. Rashi, shakinuach yafe min ha'adacha. Because wiping is more of a serious cleansing than rinsing. Ubeishil omri mediach velo by mekaneach. Beishil holds the opposite. That what? It's not enough to do kinuch, you have to be mediach b'mayim. So then machlokas. So then el hadama Reb Zera ein kinuch pe el b'pas keman ke beishamai. Reb Zera, who made the statement that you have to do kinuch when he's following beishamai shita, would rather not say that. Reb Zera wasn't a talmud of beishamai, right? So how could he link up and be in consonance with beishamai shita? So ela beishamai omri mikanech v'lo boy mediach. It must be, they both need mekaneach. So when Reb Zera says mekaneach, so he's going according to even Beis Hillel. But Beis Hillel has the additional, not only kinuach, you have to do both kinuach and mediach, both with a solid and with a liquid. That's Beis Hillel. So Gemara says, if that's true, havile mikule beishamai umichumre Beis Hillel. So it's the opposite here. This is one of those examples where beishamai is mekel, Beis Hillel is machmir. Velisne gabi kule beishamai v'chumre Beis Hillel. Why isn't it on the list? So Ella, the Gemara says, l'maskana, there's no machlokas. Beishamai omer mekaneach v'huadil l'mediach, u'Beis Hillel omer mediach v'huadil l'kamekaneach. Right, it's no difference. Mar machader, mar machader v'lo pligi. They each said their own opinion, but they both would agree with each other. It is not a machlokas. Mar machader, mar machader v'lo pligi. And so the Margolius Hashas, there's a lot on this stuff, as we'll see, the one or two statements it talks about, which is one, mar machader, mar machader v'lo pligi. So it's suggested here by one of the Bava Varebis, that we know, Gemara in Ervin, Elov Elov Divrei Elokim Chaim. We've spoken about that in the past, what exactly that means. The Gemara there talks about Talmidim, who could find reasons, Latayr Es Hasheretz, reasons, Latame Es Hasheretz. The Ritva there talks about Moshe Rabbeinu himself was given Memtes Panim Latame, Memtes Panim Latayr. And Kodesh Baruch Hu left it up to Moshe Rabbeinu to figure certain halachas out. But that's the concept of Elov Elov Divrei Elokim Chaim. So the Kedusha Tzion once said, one of the Rebbes, that the Gemara says sometimes when there's a machlokas, and the Gemara ends up saying that there's no machlokas, ma'amar chada, ma'amar chada v'lo pligi. Chada is Rashi Tevis, divrei Elokim Chayim. Divrei Elokim Chayim. So chada, chada, each one, but really it's each one is divrei Elokim Chayim. Divrei Elokim Chayim, and that's ma'amar chada, ma'amar chada v'lo pligi. Okay, good. Gufa, we go further. Amr Bzeira, Ein kinuach hapeh ela bapas. When we talk about kinuach, it has to be specifically with bread. Can't use other solids. Vahani mili bidachite. And this is only by wheat. Let's see, a piece of bread. Wheat. Ava bidasari lo, but not barley bread. Barley bread. barley is usually known as animal fodder. And all the varts about Pesach to Shavuos. On Pesach we bring a carbon made out of barley, the carbon of Omer. On the Shavuos we bring a carbon made out of human consumption food, and that is the chitim for the Shtei HaLechem. So the Gemara here says, though, besides that symbolic difference, there's a difference in terms of the absorption elements. Wheat bread is something that would absorb any of the cheese residue on the mouth, but not barley bread. And also the wheat only works if it is cool. But by hot bread, mishtar shtare. So then it does it, it keeps the residue where it is, it spreads it out, and therefore it doesn't absorb it, it's not going to do what you need it to do. And v'hani mili berechicha. This is also only if it's a little, right, shtare, Rashi says, naser rach v'nidvak b'chech. It's just smears it and it'll stick on the palate. It's not going to remove any of the residue. And also, this is only if it's a little soft, so it could absorb. Avo bakushe lo, but not if it is too hard, because then it will just disintegrate inside the mouth. Hilchasa bechol mili avikinuach levar mikamcha tmari v'yarka. Lamaisa, one could use anything fits into these definitions, except for flour, tmari, dates, v'yarka, and vegetables. Those things are not good to use in between. They are too soft. And the Shulchan Aruch says, in Simen Peites is the beginning of Hilchos Masa Bechalav. Before Pezayin starts it, Pezayin first goes through what is the definition of Basar, what is the definition of Chalav. That's Pezayin. We should have read this yesterday. We didn't have Shir yesterday, so I'll read it now. But you can't start, this is the beginning of Chalav Basar. Kasev Batarlo Savasho Gadi Bachalevi Mo, Gimel Pa'amim, Echelisr Bishol, Echelisr Achilov, Echelisr Hanok. Right, three times it says it for the three Isurim. We mentioned on Shabbos that this is one of the examples the Kesef Mishnah writes in the beginning of Hilchos Tumas Meis of a Siag de Araisa. The Torah says I'm not allowed to even cook Basa B'chalav together because I might come to eat Basa B'chalav. It's a Siag, but the Torah says it's Asur. Siag de Araisa. That's one of the examples that is quoted by Rabbi Yosef Engel for Siag de Araisa. The Hotzi, and we mentioned this last week, by the way, if you remember, in the Rambam's Nekuda Nifla, where the Rambam says that in the sugya of Isur Chalal Isur, the Rambam says that even though usually by other Isurim, Isuri Hana'a are considered Isur Chalal Isur for Isur purposes, but when it comes to Basal B'Chalav, the Isur Hana'a of Basal B'Chalav is not considered Isur Chalal Isur, Isur Mosif on the Isur Achila. Why? Because the Rambam says the Isur Hana'a of Basal B'Chalav flows from the Isur Achila of Basal B'Chalav, and therefore, after all, it doesn't say in the Torah any separate, it doesn't say don't eat, it says Lo Savashal three times. So therefore, says the Rambam, the Isur Hana'a is linked to the Isur Achila Basar B'Chalav. It's not called an Isur Mosif for Isur Chalal Isur. So that's just two important ha'aris to remember about Basar B'Chalav in general. Number one, the Siag D'Araisa element, and number two, that Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis in Maseches Krisus.
Actually, if he does eat, he gets one lavsel, though, right?
If somebody eats Basar B'Chalav,
does he get three times lavsel?
Do you get, no, well, did you cook it?
Let's say
he did the whole process. The whole, so when you cooked it, that's one Avera.
No, I'm saying, No, he only ate it.
He only ate it. He didn't cook it. So do you get two sets of malchus, one for eating and one for hana? Well, forget Basar B'Chalav. By anything that's asur b'hana.
Even besides the hana, it says special three times. Is that the ma'isa? Is it three serum that he?
Does the Rambam count? I think we count three separate losases.
So you get
I'm pretty sure we count three separate. I'll have to look at it again. I should have looked at it before today, but I'm pretty sure we count three separate losases. Isur achil, isur hanah. I don't remember for sure, but I have to check it up again. It's beforeish. I just have to look it up. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch continues. V'hotzi achil b'lashon bishol lo marshino aser v'natora el derech bishol av midrabanan aser b'chol inyan midrabanan aser. That's what our Gemara is talking about wiping our mouths between eating milchiks and fleishiks. The Shulchan Aruch continues, which we'll see later on. Eino noegel b'vaser behema tahora b'chalav behema tahora. Only kosher milk, milk from a kosher source, with meat from a kosher source, aval baser tahora b'chalev tameo, baser tameo b'chalev tahora, mutar b'vishal b'hana b'chulu, right, meaning if somebody has treif meat, it's not going to become baser b'chalev daraisa. It has to be kosher meat. That's why baser b'chalev is more of a problem in Eretz Yisrael than it is in Chutz La'aretz. Because in Eretz Yisrael, come out, all the meat is kosher, even in the treif restaurants. Right, it's kosher, so it's going to be more of an issue of bishul basar b'chalav in Israel than it is in Chutz La'aretz, because they're just using treif meat. Okay, continuing, so it's Siman Pei Tes, which is what I wanted to read now. Yesterday's daf was Siman Pei Ches, about putting it, shalahalos basar ala shulcha shokh l'gvina. That was Pei Ches, and Pei Tes is eating it in proximity of each other. So here we get proximity in time. Achal basar afilu shel chai v'of lo yochal gvina acharav. We'll get to that later. But the opposite here. This is for us now. Achal gvina mutter lechal acharav basar miyad. Somebody eats cheese, they can eat fleishix right afterwards. Ubilvad sheyayin yadav shelo yehi shum davar mehagvina nidvak bahem. As long as we look at our hands. That was the end of yesterday's daf. About that, it's daytime, it's nighttime, but as we have to check our hands. If it's nighttime, says halacha, why haven't we heard of this today? Because we have electricity, right? You can always see, but if you have gook on your hands, you'll wash it in the sink. But it says, if it's at night, you can't see. You have to wash your hands automatically. There it is, lamaskana. You have to do both, we pass with a Shulchan Aruch. You have to rinse with something, eat something power of in between, and rinse. V'hakinuach hushilos pas, v'yikaneach bo piv yafeh, v'chem b'chol davar sheyirtzeh chutz mikimcha v'tamri v'yarka. L'fi shei nidbakim b'chanichin. That's what we just said. Sorry? So hard cheese we're going to get to, you have to wait 6 hours. This is, they don't have to wait anything. Certain hard Swiss cheeses, that's like, we're gonna see. But that is the Shulchan Aruch. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, "Ve'im mekan chia v'achar yediyah piv v'mayim b'meder amur b'baser b'hem achaya aval bol echol baser of achar gvina ein esarich." Shulchan Aruch says, "Maybe own chicken and then after you don't have to because there's the only chash that most you're getting to is in the world of the Rabbanans." The Rama says, "V'yesh bach mirin v'chei nogin." Right? Okay. Which is one of the Pesachei Tshuva notes here that whatever we do mekinuach with, we should swallow it. Also, it'll be baltashchus. So it should be like we like wipe it with our mat, wipe with take a piece of bread and then spit it out. The Pesachei Tshuva is you can accomplish the same thing by swallowing whatever you're using, so that'll just get out of the problem of bizayon ochlin and a hefsid ochlin. That's what the Pesachei Tshuva adds here.
If you're not eating right away,
you're waiting an hour. So that's a good question. It depends what type of. I don't think they understood, except with the hard cheeses, but regular cheese, I don't think they assumed there was residue really that stayed for a long time. So probably if you wait a while, you don't have to. Okay. If you still feel it on your mouth or in your mouth, then I would say too. Okay, weiter. Ba'mine Ravasi Mirab Yochanan. Kama Yishabe Basal Gvina. How long do you have to wait between Fleishix and Milchix? I'm going to have Loklum, nothing. Wow. Any, that's not true. V'yamar Rav Chisda achal baser aser lechol gvina. Rav Chisda says, if you eat fleishix, you cannot eat milchix afterwards. Gvina mutar lechol baser. If you eat milchix, then you're allowed to eat fleishix afterwards. So that can't be. So ella kama yishab. So this is what he really asked him. Ella kama yishab gvina lebaser. That's what he asked him. How long do you have to wait between milchix and fleishix? I'm a level of klum. So on that, he said nothing. Period. You don't have to wait after a milchix. Just the only issue was the residue in your mouth. So that's what we said about the kinuach and the hadacha. Let's continue for a second, and then we'll talk more about it. Gufa. Amar Rav Chisda achal basar aser lechol gvina gvina mutar lechol basar. Amar Rav Acha bar Yosef l'Rav Chisda basar shebein hashinayim mahu. What does that mean? So pashas, it means that if somebody after a few hours sees they still have meat in between their teeth, do they have to be worried about the meat in their teeth? Is it still called basar when it's stuck in the teeth for a couple of hours? Not that we would have to wait whatever time we have to wait from the time you take the meat out of your teeth. Nobody suggests that. If after 5 hours you finally get a piece of meat out and you floss, nobody says that. But if somebody realizes that they just had steak, and 6 hours later, it might still be in their teeth, so do they have to get it out? They have to be worried about it, or it loses its shame, basar. So the Gemara says, Kari Aleha, basar, odeven ben shineim. It's still called basar when it's Beit Shinayim, Yerodea Kuf Pezayin. Kuf Sanaches, I'm sorry, it's Kuf Sanaches. Basar Odeh Beit Shinayim, so therefore says the Gemara that it still has the status, period. Again, we'll get back to that in a second. Let's just finish this, the Gemara. These are it. This is five lines in Shas. I'm waiting between Pleishiks and Melchiks. That's it. So let's just do the five lines. Then we can spend the rest of the shiur talking about it. Abar Mar Ukva, Anala HaMilsa. Mar Ukva, famous story. Mar Ukva says, I, regarding this halacha, Chala Bar Chamra Lagabe Abba, I'm like vinegar compared to my father who's like wine. Di'ilu Abba, why? My father's much better. My father, Ki Avi Achal Bistra HaIdna, when he used to eat Fleishiks today, Lohavi Achal Gvina Ad Lamachar Ad Hashta, or Ki Hashta. He used to wait 24 hours between Fleishiks and Milchiks. My father was a great tzaddik. I just don't eat them in the same suda. But in any other suda, the next suda I eat them. Period. That's it. In Shas, for what to do between Fleishiks and Milchiks. Let's go slowly. First, the Dvar Musar. The Dvar Musar that many, many Svarim talk about, and that is, Mar Ukva had such a taiva for ice cream. But if he thought it was better to wait 24 hours, my father's like wine, he's amazing. If he thought it was better to wait 24 hours, he couldn't wait the 24 hours, I only wait till the next Suda. We're talking about one of the great Amoraim here, Mar Ukva. Mar Ukva's stories in Gemara about Mar Ukva giving tzedaka, and he ran and jumped into an oven, and because he didn't want the ani to see him. We're talking about Mar Ukva here. So what did he thought? He think it was so great, so why did he wait 24 hours also? So many of the Bali Musar, I remember I told this story before, I heard this many years ago, I don't know, 20 years ago from Rav Schechter, in the name of the Bali Musar. And then years later, I found it in Rav Sternbach and Tam Vadas on Yisrael from the Bali Musar. So the same Bali Musar. So what do they say? The Bali Musar say that we always have to know what Chumrah is appropriate for where I am up to in life and where I'm standing. And Avodas Hashem is about step by step. If I'm speaking Lashon Hara all day, I probably should not get up for Tikkun Chatzos. It's probably not where I'm holding in my life. You know, we have to go, we have to figure out what I'm up to and work with it. That doesn't mean that we don't have to be honest with ourselves and say, I'm just not up to getting to davening on time. That's just not me. Right? You know, so we have to be honest. We can't use it as an excuse. But all the Bali Musar here talk about this issue, that we have to make sure that we are where we have to in life. So Mar Ukva knew that it wasn't appropriate for where he was to wait 24 hours. Nobody waited 24 hours in that generation. Right, so even though he was one of the greats, but still, this wasn't appropriate for where he was. And the Archaim HaKadosh says the same thing in the beginning of B'chu Kosai. We mentioned various times, the Archaim has 42 pshatim on the first pasuk in B'chu Kosai, with the story we mentioned in the parsha a couple of years ago about those 42 pshatim. So I think it's number 6 or number 8. Within the first 10, the Archaim HaKadosh quotes, in B'chu Kosai Teilechu Vesvesvosai Teshmoru. What's the pshat? Chukim are laws that we have to follow. Shmira always means extra and chumras. So he says, if we do what we have to do, the laws, so then we can go to the next step of adding shmiras. But if not, he says, according to the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, v'lo am ha'aretz chassid. So usually that means an am, if somebody doesn't know halacha, they're ignorant, then they can't be a chassid. So he says, it's not just can't, but shouldn't. V'lo am ha'aretz chassid. Shouldn't be a chassid because he's not up to there yet. We have to build up. Okay, that's the dvar Musar learned out from Mar Ukva and his father. But now we get to what exactly is the time period between Fleishiks and Milchiks. All the guy here says is Sudas Achrina. Oh, even before that. So what's the reason there's a difference between Fleishiks and Milchiks and Milchiks and Fleishiks? Why does one only have to wait after Milchiks? After Fleishiks before eating Milchiks? So that's known as the Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Rashi right here. Rashi says, Asur Lechol Gvina. Rashi says, Mishum Demat Basar Motzi Shuman. Fleishiks is very fatty, and therefore it gives off Shuman. V'hu Nidvak Bepeh. And it stays in the mouth. Umarech Betamo. And the taste stays there for a while. So that is why, says the Rashi, it's because of the Shuman, because of the fatty nature of meat. That is Rashi. You look in the Rambam says, no. The Rambam says the reason is because it gets stuck in your teeth. Rashi, the Rambam says the end of the ninth parak of Machalas Asuros, Acha yishabinayim kadeshira chesud acheres. Let's give you the next few words. Bepnesha abasar bedashidayim she'enu sar bekinuach. The meat that's stuck in your teeth. The Torah points out this machlokas at the beginning of Siman Peites, and he says, oh, so what happened to the Rambam? What if you floss afterwards? Well, you wouldn't have to wait. Misvara. So, right? Well, let's say you don't have teeth. Let's say you don't have teeth. What happens if you just chew something and spit it out? Right? So then according to Rashi, maybe there's no shuman there. Either way, the Torah quotes all of these nafkaminas and says we're machra like both opinions. We're machra like both opinions. Lamaisa, the beginning of Siman Peites. That's what the Shulchan the he says. Afilu mshaw kashir mish basar ben shinaim sarach lasiro u betoch hazman, even without basar ben shinaim basar lafish basar mosi shuman u moshech tam ad zman arach. That is the Rambam and the Rashi, and the Torah says v'tov leachos kechumrei shnei hata'amim. Right, we pass on like any time you could, any nafkamina or machmer like all of the nafkaminas. There is one other area in halacha where basar ben ashinayim comes up as well before we get to the milchus and the fleishiks, and that we know is in hilchus nida. There is a minog of women not to eat meat on the night the day they go to the mikvah. So mikuf tzadeches, read it to you. Kuf tzadeches chav dalid. Two halachos of shinaha shelo yeh b'hem shum davar chotzeis. We know it's part of the chafifa process. A woman flosses and brushes her teeth. Shim tavla b'nimsa shum davar davik b'hem lo asa la tefila. Right? It could be problems. V'yeish nago shelo lecho basar b'yom lechton lebeis ha-tefila. There it is, the minhag of not eating meat. Mebnei shehu nechnas bein ha-shinayim yosem v'machal acher. V'yavo b'yishet both coats. And even though she's going to check, why put yourself into that situation? That is the minhag of women. Then the Rama adds the further minhag, that there's a minhag of women not to eat anything after they finish the chafifa. Ve'ein la lecho ben arachitza l'tfila. Ve'ein la laso kol hayom in sticky substances. Okay. But that is that's the minhag of the Shulchan Aruch, and then the minhag of the Shulchan Aruch, and then the extension minhag of the Rama. Obviously, if it's, let's say Yantif is coming up, if so, a woman is going to the mikvah, let's say Chus Laaretz on a 2-day Yantif on the second night, then it's fine. So we don't fulfill the minhag, right? The din of eating Simchas Yantif, you know, that overrides the minhag. But let's say a woman has to go to the mikvah on a Friday night, so it's always best to go right away before the meal. Sometimes it's not that shayach with the kids, with this, with that. So then a woman is allowed to. Maybe she should have chopped meat. Right? The post can talk about chopped meat, chicken, right, other things, but to have a real piece of steak, even so, if it's gonna be a couple hours, you can have the steak after she goes back for the mikvah. So then we say that maybe she should wait as well. But again, that's the balance of privacy versus this minhag. Again, that's the minhag also related to meat getting stuck between the teeth. The Vilna Gaon quotes our Gemara and the Rambam on that Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so how long do we have to wait between Fleishiks and Milchiks? So let's go from the easiest, from the smallest, to the most Chamor. Tosfos on yesterday's daf, bottom of Kuf Dalan of Abayz, quotes Rabbi Tam. You know how long you have to wait? Zero. Just wash your mouth out. That is the Shita of Rabbi Tam. Fourth wide line. Rabbi Tam Mefarish. V'chein halachas gedolos. Da'achal basar aso lechol gvina hainu belona tila v'kinuach. Our Gemara is all about kinuach. I added in that what Rav Rishonim assumed, that this whole Gemara about kinuach and adacha is milchiks to fleishiks. Rabbi Tam says, doesn't say that in the Gemara. It's both. It's even fleishiks to milchiks. Avo benetila v'kinuach shari. There it is. The Shita of Rabbi Tam. It doesn't make a difference. But to skip a couple lines, then Yitilas Yadayim Ein Chilik Bin Basar Tchila Lagvina Tchila Gabi Kiruach Tavka Yish Chilik V'Chulu. Anyway, that's the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, which nobody holds of. That is Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Tosfos himself, now back on today's daf, in the little Gemara, in the little Tosfos, lists to Udasa. Remember, what did Marukva say? Marukva said, separate meal. So, Lusudasa Achrina, Tosfos says, La Besudasa Shurigil Lassos Achas Achas V'Achas Arvis El Afilu V'Alter Imsilek Hashulchan Ubirech Mutter. To Lo Plug Rabbanan. Tosfos says, no, come on. Rabbeinu Tam, in the same meal, you're just going to wash your hands? No, no. They're separate meals. First bench. That's Tosfos. You got a bench, and then you could eat. What? And we can with Lachar with, I have to make sure there's no residue. But that is, but Tosfos says it's totally on the two different suthas. The Aruch HaShulchan, we don't hold up this Aruch HaShulchan, does not paskin like this Tosfos, but he does say, related to this Tosfos, based on the Gemara, and that is when we talk about whatever time you have to wait mi su'uda la su'uda. So we usually say, oh, when do the fleishiks just go off the table? Oh, okay, we're going to have par of dessert and we can already eat. That's what we hold. Aruch HaShulchan says it goes after your bench. Goes after your bench. You wait 6 hours, you got to go from after benching 6 hours. So we don't hold that way, but that is the Ashita in the Aruch HaShulchan. Moving up right now, now we could get to the Shulchan Aruch. These opinions are not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says in Peites that the next Shitas up are 1 hour, Sha'ah, which some Rishonim here say, and then we get, I don't think it's any Tosfos, some Rishonim quote Sha'ah Achas. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that in, the Ramah quotes that at the beginning of Peites, I'll find it, V'haminak ha'pashit b'vedinos elu. Lahamtin acher achilas abasar sha'a achas va'ochlan acherkach gvina. That's the first day of the Rama, right there. The minag in Krakow was to wait. Say we waited 1 hour. That is the second most popular shita in the Rishonim. 1 hour. What is the most popular shita in the Rishonim? So it's a version of the Rambam. Very famous letter in the Rambam. I don't even mean halacha or word. Letter. The Rambam says, how long do you have to wait? Acha yisha beinayim kadesh yirsu da acheres v'hu ki sheshos. Got that ki in there, or in the Frank in the Frankel kimo sheshos. That's the Rambam. So all of the minhagim of into the six, 5 and a half, any of those probably came stem from this Rambam. The ki. Rov Rishonim assume 6 full hours. They used to eat, that was the time in between their sudas, and that's what Rov Rishonim assumed. And just in case we had any misconceptions, and I could say, well, I'm a Rambam man, the Shulchan Aruch took out the Kuh. Right, so we usually pass it for the Shulchan Aruch, not the Rambam. So the Shulchan Aruch takes out the Kuh. The Shulchan Aruch says, Acha Yishe Sheshos. Right, that's it, that even if it's, you wait 6 hours, you should take out the meat between your teeth. So the Shulchan Aruch says that, and then the Ramah, after he quotes this 1 hour Shita, he says, V'yesh Omrim, V'yesh Bedaktikin, Wahaptid Sheshos Achar Achilas Pasal Lagvina, V'chein Nachol Lasos. So it's the Shulchan Aruch, it's the Ramah, V'chein Nachol Lasos, the Yamshel Shlomo on our Gemara, it's quoted here by the Shach. Right here, where's the line? V'kakaz Marshal, V'chein Roy Lasos Kein L'kol Mi Sheyesh Bo Reach Torah. Well, that's the Marshal right here. Marshal on this Gemara says that 6 hours is the Haskama, and that is the minug of the majority, the most common minug. I remember I mentioned this before. I have a cousin who married a convert, and when the convert converted, he asked the posek, how many hours should I wait? I don't have a minug. I'm not even from Holland. So the Rav told him, 6 hours. Right, 6 hours is the most common minug, and therefore that is what is done. The big shaila is, so where did 3 hours come from? Where did 3 hours come from? Into the six, we just said it probably came from the Rambam. Rav Avadi Yosef comments that maybe it came from, they didn't have watches in those days. So how did they know anyway when it got to 6 hours? So just like we find in Hilchas Eidus that, you know, half an hour in Hilchas Mincha, half an hour on sundials, we're Toweh within half an hour, that's how it came to into 5 and a half. Because, you know, it's into the... So that's Rav Avadia's suggestion. The other poskim say, what? That's by bidyevitz. You might make a mistake within half an hour, so we built in these allowances, like a half an hour by mincha. But lechatchila, if you know it's 5 and a half hours, you're allowed to stop? So that is why but that's his suggestion, but others do not like it. Where did 3 hours come from? It didn't come up before 300 years ago. It's not in the sources. A couple of hundred years ago, it came up. The Dark Teshuva discusses it. Where might it have come up? It might have come up based on the fact that maybe in the wintertime where they ate their meals closer together. So maybe that's where the 3 hours minhag came from. Here, the Dake Tshuva here in Peites quotes it. Shevi minhag b'kama makom ha'shim ha'tinan ha'char basa rak gimel shows b'kiruv afilu b'kayetz v'yish l'minhag zeh ha'malismo cholo v'imhaya b'choref oz ha'yik farz v'ad sudach rita v'imkei memeila muchach te'ina moshech tam gam la'achar gimel shows. If in the winter you only have to wait 3 hours, so it must be that the taste is out even in the summer, and therefore that's where it comes from. But that is that's where it's quoted. The Darkei Tshuva, which is the Munkach Rebbe, three ago. That's where it comes from. Again, many lemaisa elements related to waiting to milk and fleishiks. We have to continue now. I just mentioned one misconception, and that is that people think that, you know, once I by mistake ate milchiks, I lost it, now I'm milchik. No, it's not that, it's like you break your fast. finished, now you can eat. Now, first of all, even on a fast, that's not true, unless it's Matinas Bechorim. Usually, if you break your fast, so you have to still try to minimize. But also, it's like if somebody is fleishik, then they happen to eat milchiks, they're still fleishik. They shouldn't have eaten the milchiks, but it doesn't mean that, oh, now they're milchik, number one. Number two, a fascinating halacha, we don't have time to go into it now, but what happens if somebody is fleishik and they have their ice cream in their spoon? Baruch Adah Hashem, Elokeinu Achlam Shekolinu Dvaro. And then you remember, as you're about to put the ice cream into your mouth, what do you do? What do you do? So I think most would say, what are you talking about? Say Baruch Shem and finished. Baruch Shem and finished. So the post could say that if it, there's also an issue, if it's after an hour, most of the time it's after an hour, if it's after an hour, which according to many, some Rishonim, according to the Day in the Ramah, you already could eat, so one should take a little bit. Because we have the issue of Bracha Levatala, Bracha Shedet Sricha, which the Rambam holds is Nissa Daraisa. We're in the world of Durabanan here, waiting, even though most other Rishonim hold that Bracha Shav, Shem Hashem Lashav, Losisa, is also only Durabanan by a Bracha. Right, it's not like saying God's name in vain. You said a Bracha, you said something beautiful. Even though they're both saying Durabanan, it seems like most poskim say in that case, you would eat a little bit. Take a drop, so just to be Yotze Zayin the Bracha, and that's it. Surprisingly. Yeah, if you have cold, okay, if you have water next to you and you could be yotzei, you just got to save your bracha. Right, if you had water next to you, then you can if you have that in mind too. But if you only have ice cream, so then that is what should be done.
You mentioned this before. Yeah. How do you make the
jump
from gvina to milk?
The gemara is not machalik. Where is that machalik between, it talks about gvina. See, but the post can assume that's talking about eating gvina afterwards. Right, so the issue is the basar, not the gvina. So it shouldn't make a difference if it's milk is gvina and milk. Your issue could be if you eat that first. If you eat milk and gvina first, does that make a difference? Right, like all the halachas about wiping lechora by milk, you don't really have to just wipe so much. Nothing's sticking there. Okay, there is though the issue of hard cheeses. The poskim say also most cheese that we get in the stores do not have any halakhas about waiting after them. If somebody goes to one of these fancy cheese stores, get Swiss hard fast cheese, you have to look at the poskim talk about which type of cheeses. So there are some cheeses that one has to wait 6 hours. Not to count any cheese sold in a regular store would not have those halakhas. Yeah.
Same applications for chicken.
Same thing for chicken. Same things for chicken. Yeah. Same halakhas. Okay. A lot more, but. We'll wait here. We'll see if there's time later. Okay, Amar Shmuel. Anallah Hamilsa. Once we quoted one thing related to my father is better, so we quote another one. Amar Shmuel. Anallah Hamilsa. Chalabar Karmel Gavayaba. Me compared to my father, I'm like vinegar. He's like wine. The Avua de Shmuel. The Ilo Abba. My father, Havi Sire Nichse Treizivni Biyoma. He used to check his assets twice a day. To check his fields to see if they were okay. I only check once. I only go check once. He's much better than me. Shmuel Taime, Domar Shmuel, Man Desire Nichse Koyoma Mashka Chastira. Oh, if you check your Nechasim, you'll find coins. Meaning it's a good thing. Right? So Shmuel says, my father's much better. The actual Shlomo says, what are we comparing? Isser Vehetra Dini Maminis? So the actual Shlomo says right here that, oh, you see from here that Tzadikim are very careful with their Maminis. And they're careful not to lose even, right? Pachim ketanim. And if they lose one, it's an isser. Because they're losing something HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them. So this isn't just dini mamonis. It's isser beheter. He says, Ela lamanu mizeh rov hazehirus al ibn mamono. Kadei shalo yitztarech lebrios. Ve'lanos me'acherim bim efshalom mi'igiyaso mishalo v'yashrelo. Hatzadikim edaktikim afilu b'pachim mishavar pruta. Okay, that's the Efshal Shlomo right here. Other, Bali Musar. I think this is the last Baal Musar. Okay, no, maybe not. The Chavetz Chaim says this, I saw in his name, and also it's quoted here from the Galei Tzashas a few times, our greatest nechasim is our ruchnius. And therefore, what does Shmuel say? My father did a cheshbon ha-nefesh twice a day. He checked his nechasim twice a day. I only check it once a day. But if you check it, you'll find istira, you'll find nistaris, you'll find things that are hidden that you don't always find if we don't have a cheshbon ha-nefesh. That's a Chavetz Chaim to do the day after Yom Kippur, right? That's in the Shem Olam Paragala. That's the Cheshbon HaNefesh. This is one of the sources in Shas for doing a Cheshbon HaNefesh, right here. You got to check your assets. It's our greatest assets twice a day. We wake up, go to sleep. Viter. Abaya Avisar, the Gemara sounds like it's literal, though, from the following stories. Abaya Avisar, Nifse Kol Yom of Yoma, he checked every day. Yomachad Pagabarise. One time he found his sharecropper, the Dori Pischa de Ufe, that was carrying a whole bunch of wood, who was trying to steal it. So he checked, he found it. Amar Le, Hani Lehecha, ah, by the way, where are you taking those? Amar Le, Lebe Mar, oh, I'm taking them to your house! So Amar Le, Kfar Kadmach Rabbanon, the rabbis were mocked and beat you out, meaning you're caught. Caught you red-handed, and the rabbis told me to check the fields, that's why the rabbis told me, rabbis give, right, the Gemara is chock full not only of halachic material, but also of life's wisdoms. So right here, you gotta check your assets, right, you gotta check your stocks twice a day, right, not all day. Not all day, not to spend the whole day surfing. Rav Asi, Havi Sair Nechse Kol Yoma. Rav Asi, he checked every day. Omar, Heichaninu Kohani Yisturi Demar Shmuel. I check every day. Where's all the riches that Shmuel said I'm going to get? I don't know where they are. Yom Achad, Chazat Sinora. One time, Sinora Debit Kabare. One time he saw a dam, which was right next to his field, that had a little hole in it, got a little crack, and it was starting to flood his field. And if he wouldn't be there, eventually, it would have totally cracked open. Shakle leglima, he took a shmata. Karche, he rolled it up. Osve begava, he put it in the hole. Ramakale, then he started screaming. Asu inchi, and people came. Sachruha, and they dammed it up. Amar, ashkachtinu akulius to the bar Shmuel. Ah, this is my fortune. I see. Right, he told me to do this. I wouldn't have done it if he wouldn't have told me.
He gleamed his shirt,
right? It's a right. He took off his shirt. He took off something, some part of his. Some part of his clothing, and he closed it up. Okay, so we could have had a whole shiur on Milchus of Fleishiks. We could also have a whole shiur on Mayim Achronim. Amar Avi Debarav and Amar Avi Yisrael Barashin. Mayim Rishonim Mitzvah. Once we were talking about washing hands before. That's why this is here. Mayim Rishonim Mitzvah, Achronim Chova. Mayim Rishonim Mitzvah. What does Mitzvah mean? Rashi. Mitzvah L'shmoa L'divrei Chachamim. Netilas Yadayim before the meal is a Mitzvah D'Rabbanan. And therefore, it's a mitzvah. Calls it a mitzvah because it's a mitzvah to listen to the rabbis. The achronim chova. Achronim, I'm achronim is an obligation. Why? We will get to it on Amid Beis. Tosis quotes here, all those gemaras, all those drushes and mesechas brachas about mayim rishonim, mayim achronim are all asmachta bialmas. We're going to have svaras here, why one has to do it. As we'll talk about the melech stomas soon. But Tosfos says all those are drushes, they're not real. They're asmachtas, they're not real dinim daraisa. Anyway, so the Gemara here says, Rav Yitzchak says, Mayim Rishonim is mitzvah, Achronim is chova. Meisvei, we learned in the Braisa, Mayim Rishonim v'Achronim chova. Even Rishonim are chova. Emsayim Rishus. Washing your hands in the middle, between courses, that's Rishus. So you see, it's a stira. So the Gemara says, no. Mitzvah, Lagabi Rishus, chova, kari lei. It's in contrast. They're right, the first one is a mitzvah, as compared to chova. But if you have Rishus in there, that's why he calls it all chova. Period. Gufa, Mayim Rishonim, Achronim, Chovem, Soyim, Rishus. Rishonim, what's the difference between Rishonim and Achronim? Rishonim, Notzlin, Bein Beklim, Bein Agabi Karka. You could even let the water go onto the ground from Mayim Rishonim, because that's all about Kiddush Yadayim. It's Kiddush Yadayim. And that's why, by the way, you see a bracha on it, which we'll get to. Achronim, Notzlin, El Bekli. Achronim, you have to do it into a Kli. You can't let it fall to the floor. Some have a different version, not in a kli, but just not on the ground. What's the difference between the two versions? What if there's like sawdust and little pieces of wood on the floor? So that's an afkamina. If you say it has to be in a kli, that's not good enough. If you say it can't be on the ground, that's not on the ground, so it is good enough. Weiter. Other, continuing the brisa, Mayim Rishonim, Notzlin, Bein Bechamin, Bein Mitzonein, Mayim Rishonim, you could use hot or cold water, Achronim, Eidotel, Mitzonein, Achronim have to use cold, Mipnei, Shachamin, Mifapein, Es HaYadayim, hot water just makes the fatty and any other materials on your hands bubble up, Bein Mavir, Es HaZuma, doesn't remove it. So therefore, hot water would just not do the trick. We still didn't get to what the purpose is, but it wouldn't do the trick of what you need. Next, Mayim Rishonim, Nozlim, Bein Bechamin, Mitzone. What did that mean, that Mayim Rishonim could use any hot, cold? Amar Yisrael B'Yosef, Amar Yanai, Lo Shano Ela She'ein Hayad Soledes Bahen. That's only if it's not Yad Soledes. Another hour shear. Aval Hayad Soledes Bahen, Ein Nozlim Bahen. But you can't use Yad Soledes. Crucial Rashi. Rashi tucked away here in Chulin Kofei. Anybody who learns Hilchah Shabbos cannot move without this Rashi. But it's stuck over here. It's not in Shabbos. Why can you use Yatzel Ledes water? First of all, the Magen Avram says, what kind of halakha is this? Who in the right mind is going to use Yatzel Ledes water? So the Magen Avram says, it doesn't say Yad Nichves. It's Yatzel Ledes. It's So it could be water that the a baby's hand would jump in off of, but an adult might be able to handle it. But what's wrong with the Aser Leves water? The same question could be asked in Hilchos Shabbos. We know in Hilchos Shabbos, what's the shear for Bishul? What's the shear for Bishul Daraisa? So when it comes to solids, Macho Ben Drusoy. Macho Ben Drusoy, once something is a third or a half cooked, Machlokas Rashi Rambam, a third or a half cooked, that's the shear. Is there Bishul Daraisa from Macho Ben Drusoy to Mavushal called Sarcho? So that's also Machlokas, Rambam and Rashba. Rashba says, Macho Ben Drusoy, boom, you finished. No more Bishul Daraisa. That's the shear. But the Rambam says it's even to Mavushal called Sarcho. But we can understand both of those shearim. Macho Ben Drusoy means edibility. It's when the bandit would eat it, so it's edibility. That's why it's a shear daraisa. And until it may even according to the Rambam, until it gets fully cooked, you can understand there's physical changes. What about liquids? What's the shear of bishul by liquids? Yatzel Edisbo. Why? So it's hot. Before it was hot, and now it's boiling hot. So why is that the shear of bishul? On a what? It's edible when it's cold, and it's edible when it's hot. So why is that the shear of bishul? Rashi right here gives us the lundis. Tab Rashi. Soledes. Nichves. Imayat soledes bahen. Batlu v'nishtanu mitoras mayim. There's a new chaloshem, Rashi says. There's water, there's mayim, and then there's chamin. It's a different chaloshem. And that's why yat soledes bahen makes a difference. V'nishtanu mitoras mayim. Three crucial words in Rashi. That's why yat soledes bahen makes a difference. And that's why if the takana drabanan was to use cold water for the netilah, then you can't use hot water because that's not cold water. Weiter, v'ikad demasi la seifa. Some have this on the seifa. Achronim may know it's a little bit sony and have a bacham and low. But the seifa said you can't use hot water for my achronim. Amar b'isal by Yosef Amar v'yanai lo shana el shiatsal ledes bohen. Aval any yatsal ledes bohen. No, then you can use non yatsal ledes bohen water for my achronim. Michal de rishonim. Aval b'shiatsal ledes bohen mutter. According to that day, you can use yatsal ledes bohen water for my rishonim. Okay. What? Right. So Rashi says nichves there. That's a good question. That's the Mugen Avraham comments on it. Rove poskim are not machalic between yad soledes and yad nichves. Nichves is usually used means burning, but the Mugen Avraham says you have to say that's what we're talking about here. Not burning hot water that normal people won't use. There is a day of the Chayi Adam. Chayi Adam says kli sheni is not mevashel. We know the Gemara says in Shabbos Dav Mem. You can't cook anything in a klisheni except kali bishul, which we don't know what they are, so we don't put anything in it. But mi'ikar adin, klisheni is not mavashal. If you know something is not kali bishul, things that cook quickly, so then you're allowed to put it into a klisheni. Comes along the chayi adam and says, no, that's only if it's a klisheni that's yad soledes. But if it's yad nichves, if it's mamish burning your hand, then even in a klisheni it cooks. The poskim assume that the Mishnah Berurah quotes this chayi adam in one spot, but it's nowhere in the Gemara. Nowhere in the Gemara do you have, even more than Yatzal Ledes. That's where Rova Poskim reject this chilek, because Yatzal Ledes, Yad Nechve, the Gemara is not machalik between the two. So therefore, even if it might make sense, but they're not machalik between the two. Okay, weiter. Emsoyim Rishus. Washing hands in the middle of the meal between courses is a Rishus. Amar of Nachman Lashana Ela Beitavshel Latavshel. Ava Beitavshel Lugvina Chova, as we said earlier. Amar view the Breidur of Chia. Here we go. Everybody, Ma Amru My Machorim Chova. Why is it a Chova? Shem Melach Sodomis Yesh. Shem Esame Esoyinayim. There is the Melach Sodomis that blinds the eyes. A certain type of salt that if you put it on your eyes, it would cause blindness. And therefore, we have to wash your hands before benching. Amar Abaya Umishtaka Kikurta Bakura. It's found in concentrations of when there is one quart of grain, one quart of the salt in a kur. That's where it is found. Kol milcha mai. Kol Rashi here says means madad. What happens if you just handled, you measured salt, but you didn't eat from it? Amarle, let me buy. Of course, same thing would apply. It's all about having salt on your hands. So therefore, one has to wash in that way. Okay, we don't have time to go into it in depth, but my machronim. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. How do you remember where it is in the Shulchan Aruch? Which simin? Coffee. You have coffee at the end of your meal. Kuf pei aleph. So that's Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Pei Aleph, Mayim Achronim, Arachayim. Shulchan Aruch says, Mayim Achronim, Chova. It's a Chova. And then at the end of it, goes through all the halachis. You're not supposed to do it on the floor. And then he quotes, Ein Mevarchin Shum Bracha. There's no Bracha on Mayim Achronim. Why? Because we never make a Bracha on the removal of something negative. You only make a Bracha on Tosefes Kedusha. We don't make a Bracha on Kashering. We make a Bracha on Tevila. Tefillah adds Kedusha, Kashering removes a problem. You don't make a bracha on Kashering. You don't make a bracha on Mechiyas HaMalek, or Zechiras Mechiyas HaMalek. Why? Because it's just removing something negative. Right? You don't make a bracha on Mayim Achronim because it's removing. I, one might ask, Bir Chameitz? No, so you have to say there's something positive related to that. There's a mitzvah say to burn, so you have to say it's something, it's creating a bias baduk, right? It's not dafka removing. Get into the lumdus of Mesechas Pesachim. But the end of the Shulchan Aruch says, Yei sheinogim lito mayim achronim, kufpei aleph yud, some don't do mayim achronim. So the Mishnah Berurah says, but the Vilna Gaon and the Marshal and the Magen Avraham all quote that it's best to do it. Magen Avraham says if even al pi Kabbalah, it's best. A person should be zahir in mayim achronim. So that is the a lot more. What about women? What about women? The Piskei Tshuvos looks at why is it that there's the minhag that women don't do mayim achronim? It's the same salt blind issue, right? So they say if it's al pi Kabbalah, as long as women aren't wearing a kabbalah, it's very al pi Kabbalah. But if the other issues about the melech stomas, there shouldn't be a difference. Okay, Amar Abaye. Let's continue. Meresh Havamina. So the rest of the daf is all about Abaya. I used to think this, but then I was told this. Meresh Havamina. I used to think Haidu Oshakol Midi Bipetura. You shouldn't take anything off a table. Kinaket Inish Kisa Lemishte. When somebody's about to drink, and then you take something off a table, you shouldn't do that. Why? Shemayara Dvar Kilkula Besuda. The person drinking might want what you took off the table, and he's going to get all flustered and upset when you take it off the table, so he might choke. So when somebody's in the middle of drinking, just wait and ask him if he drinks. You finished? You want any more? That's what I used to think. Omer limar, but then I heard there's another reason. Mishum dekashi leruach tzarda. You will get the tzarda spirit. Sorry? I skipped a line. Amar Abaye, last skinny line. Thank you. Meresh havamina haydul mashu maya basroi alara mishum zuama. Oh, right. This is the way we got into this. Abaye said, I used to think that which we don't do maya machronim on the floor is because zuamit, it's like full of disgusting salt and residue from your hands, so it's gross. Amar limar mishum deshayi ruach ra alayhu. And I found out afterwards that it's there's a ruach ra in that water. This is the al pi kabbalah of the mayim achronim. Amar Abaye. It's also if our hands are sticky, we want to wash it before nikius. We want to wash it before we bench. We're about to do the mitzvah d'araisa. Amar Abaye. Meresh avimita haydu lo shakal midi bipetura. Kinokadish kisa lebishnei shema yara dvar kakula besuda. As we said, amar limar mishut dekashi leruach tzarda. Because it brings this type of a spirit on you. V'lo amran elo deshakil v'lo meadar. That's only if you took it and you didn't put it back. Less than that is not a problem. That's only if you took it away at a 4 amos. Less than ba. So sometimes the kitchen is as close in close to the dining room within 4 amos. So therefore it wouldn't be a problem. It's also something that you still need. To clean off the dirty dishes, less than ba, that you're not worried about this spirit, and also you're not worried about the guy choking. Mar Baravashi kapid afilu a is asita ubuchna the tavli. He was makpid even for the items they used to grind the spices. Midi disrichel usudasa, anything that was still needed for the suuda. Period. The Amar Abaye may reish avamina hani de kanshi nashvara mishem man kirusa. I used to think those who collected the crumbs underneath the table was because nikius, they wanted to keep clean. Amar li mar mishem de kashi lani yusa. We have this back in Pesachim. Because if somebody's not careful about the crumbs of their food, so the sar that's appointed on Aeneas will say, okay, you don't care about the food, so I'm going to take some away from you. Right? The sar appointed over poverty. There was one guy that the sar of Aeneas wanted to really get. But he couldn't do it. He couldn't make him poor. He was makput about every little crumb. And Yomachad Karach Larifta Ayavli. One time he had a picnic. Had a picnic, and the crumbs were going to fall on the grass. He's like, I got him. How's he going to get rid of the crumbs on the grass? Amar hashtavadi nafal biyadai. Right now, he's going to fall to me. Basar to achil, after he ate, icy mara, he brought a shovel. Akrinu liavli, he uprooted all the grass. And shadinu lanari, he threw it all into the river. Shameh, so it was heard, the kamar, that the asar, the malach, was saying, vai, woe is me. To afkiahu gavar mi beise, he's going to throw me out of my house. I mean, he's not giving me any place to be, right? I want to rest in his house. This guy is so careful, so machpin. Again, messages being, we have to be careful, like we said before, with everything Hashem gives us. Let's just try to do one more, and then we'll stop because tomorrow's a very short on the base. The Amar Abaye Meresh Havamina Haydelo Shasi Ufya Mishum Yisusa. I used to think that you shouldn't eat the foam, the fizz of a drink because it's disgusting. Just wait till it goes down. But Mar told me because it brings karsam, which is a certain type of Rashi says ririn abom and achotem, some type of illness of mucus coming out of the nose. Mishte kashal karsam. If I drink the foam, at least the karsam. Minfach bay. If I blow the foam, kashal reishi, gives me head problems. Midche. If I just push it to the side, kashal diusa. It brings poverty. My takadi, what should you do? Lishkai shakue, wait till it goes down. Wait till it goes down, even though the kids like love the foam and the soda. They try to get it before it goes down. But maybe it's the Gemara says, not a good idea. Lachar same, the chamra, so what do you do if you eat the foam of wine? Shichra, have some beer. That's the remedy. The shichra, maya. Beer, have some water. The maya, let's say takanta. The foam, we don't know what water doesn't have foam. So what does it mean? It means like seltzer. Right, less latakata, there's no way to fix it. The haida dami inshi, basar anya aslani yusa. That's what it means. The poor person's stuck, because if he has the water, there's no way to fix. He's only having the foam with the water. So that's all he's having, period. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here because they're starting davening a little early today, post Yom Kippur. So we'll stop with Amar Abaya, Hashem. We will continue tomorrow.